I see the mic, and we'll start with Paul Friesen at the
front. How are you? Good to see you.
Okay, could you start with some updates on players?
Dustin Bufflin's in. And
Ladd Trouba-Myers?
In, yeah. They're all good. So no changes from our lineup in Vancouver with the exception of Dustin.
Any change to Brian Little's status?
No. So both Brian, Matthew, and Ben Chiarot, there is a possibility we could see him in the next two games. But we are quite hopeful that by April 4th, they would all be available to play the Vancouver game. Subject to change, as we have learned.
I was talking yesterday with some of their D. Their plan, I guess, to avoid the heavy forecheck that you guys have is use their speed, get to the puck first, turn it up ice quick, and catch you guys going the wrong way. How do you combat that?
Well, we're not necessarily that physical off that original rush. But we can get to a hit, we're going to get to a hit. If we can't get to a hit, we don't chase it. We like to think of our size more as an off containment, being able to hold people off pucks, you know, jumping back on in the short areas rather than chasing guys all over the ice. And then it's puck management. We're not here to dump pucks. We really aren't. That's our last option, but at times it's the smartest option, so that when you get into that situation, you have to put the puck in a place that it becomes more difficult for the out to be easily made.
They were saying, based on that point, that clog up the neutral zone force you guys to do that. Are they right. A good team at doing that?
Right. Very good in the neutral zone. Sean's selling it back there today.
Paul, yeah, I know you've only been here for a year and a half now, but can you talk about how the character of the team's changed, the just the feeling?
I think, so those are interesting choices of words, and I want to be careful with the ones that I picked. I don't know that the character's changed. We've got the same kind of men, a lot of them, but we have some new players in there as well. I think that there is a...
The culture of the team.
Okay. Yeah. How about maybe the focus?
Okay.
Is probably the word that we are built to be good at certain things, and we have a pretty good idea and adherence to those things. And because of that, you build a connection between each player. And this is more to the point of why I like this. This is theirs. This is in their room. They've done it. You know, that idea of accountability, it's not so much holding each other accountable. It's living up to the standard for each other. So there's a group of good, we know what we want to try to do every night. They try as hard as any team I've ever coached on a nightly and daily basis. I cut practice back now more than anything else because they'll just keep going and going. And they like playing with each other.
Can you talk about the impact of the trade in February?
Huge impact for our hockey team. We had a number of trades this year, and they all came off injuries. We had all our D go down. Jay came in. Harrison fit really well. What's lost and all, you know, Evander Kane got hurt, so we lost another player, and then brought two guys in that have had a major impact. And the nice part for us is we had, I think, the right guy for Tyler Myers to play with in Toby Enstrom. They've just hit it off, and Tyler can be aggressive, but he's been very good defensively as well. And Drew comes in knowing three or four guys from that Minnesota group. And just fit well. You know, by game two or three, those guys have been here, it seemed like an awful long time. And then Matty Perreault gets injured. I think we were probably short a guy in our top nine for most of the year with injuries and things of that. So both Tolusti and Stempny, all these guys kind of came in and filled holes and filled them well, and we needed them to. But the two guys, in terms of impact on the game, those two men have had a major impact on our team.
Paul, Ken Hitchcock recently, we was talking about his team, he said he likes that point in the season, or for him it's a really exciting point when his team is all in. And I asked him what he meant by that. He said they get to a point where they push themselves past where a coach can push them. They're doing things that and holding each other accountable and taking them beyond where you can. Is your team there yet?
two or three months ago. I mean, this team's been so. There's parts of our game that, as a coaching, you know, we have to reinforce. You got to coach, but in terms of, you know, if you got two or three guys in your lineup during the year that aren't going, right, they have a conflict with the coach because we're talking about what they've got to do better. But now, if you got two or three guys in your lineup aren't going, the tension isn't with the coach; it's with themselves to the other players, and it's. We got to be clear about what I mean by that. They feel like they're letting them down. It's not that the other guys are pointing fingers at them and saying, hey, you guys got to be better. They don't want to let that group down. So when they're all in, the idea, I think, more is they're all in it together. That's the key. Coach, you know, yeah, we have a function. We got to get some matchups. We got to define our game a little bit, make adjustments. But we become less and less important into the outcome of the games now because the players are running that room. I mean, I'm going to go in between periods and talk about two or three things that we saw that we need to be aware of, but they're going to say far more important things when I leave. That being all in it together is something I think we've had fairly early, but certainly in the last, when the pressure comes, and we're in the middle of that now, that's where it gets defined.
With the return of Destin, will you be able to use him kind of as per usual in terms of minutes, and what will that do?
Yeah, he's full go. We've run Tyler and Jake probably harder than we would have if Dustin had been in the lineup. It'll be good to cut a few minutes back. At the same time, Dustin's a new player in the lineup. He's been out for a little while. Those other two guys are playing pretty darn well, so we're not going to shift everything back, and our focus won't be getting Dustin 25 minutes. If it happens, it happens, but that's not how we'll go into the game.
Paul, what challenges do the Canadians present the team tonight?
Well, a whole bunch. So they really good quickness, puck reads, puck possessions, and they are very defined structurally in how they play off each other. So there's not a lot of easy ice. They will frustrate you with their quickness, and if you open that game up, then they're going to beat you.
Paul, can you talk about the impact that Mathieu Perreault had, you know, before being injured, and yeah, and how much of a boost it'll be once he'll be ready to go?
Yeah, when he got injured, you know, the private conversations in the coach's room, we knew we were in some real trouble, which is interesting because at the start of the year, you're just learning about a player and what kind of impact he can have. When he went to the wing, you know, he came in to a team that was trying to become a better defensive hockey team. So he played center ice, which puts a tremendous amount of pressure on him to be that guy. You have to be really solid there. And he played well. But then when he went to the wing, he just took off. He had a real good chemistry with Mark Scheifele and whoever the right winger was. And he got on the power play kind of on the point, and we were near the bottom of the league, and from that point to the time he got injured, we would have been in the top five in the league on our power plays. A major impact. But all that, you know, the skills, that's not the best thing. What we miss the most is he's got an excitement on the ice. He's on the puck. I mean, he's one of our hardest forechecking guys. You know, we're this supposed to be this big, fast team, and one of our best forecheckers was Matty Perreault. He'd just get on the puck and wouldn't come off it and knock stuff down and get it into his feet and fight for it and get crushed along the wall and get up and do it again. He was one of our most effective, in some ways, kind of an identity style of game. And then he's just a fantastic set of hands. So we do miss him. We're excited about getting him back. We forget about these guys, you know, and then they come out and practice today and he's snapping around going, oh man, that guy's a good player. But he's been out so long, you forget what he can do for you.
Paul, you said a little while back after one session of the Iceplex, you would consider putting a couple of right-hand shots together on defense, maybe, yep, in a way of managing minutes. Would it be your intention after getting Dustin into a game or two to consciously go to getting, say, three right-hand shots in your top four, or would you just wait and see how things unfold?
Well, we'll watch the game to see how it goes. If you're chasing the game, you'll put your more offensive players out more often, which means somebody will have to go to the offside. I know that some of you guys would have picked up, when we were healthy, we ran some of that in practice. Started moving guys over to their offside in practice just to get them some time in. It's more of a long-term thing that we're looking at. If you play in these games and they're highly contested, and this is 6-10 for us here, I believe, I'm not worried about everybody's getting enough minutes. So, but, and if we're fortunate, you look at the teams that we're going to play now, they're going to be big, strong teams or very, very fast teams. Spreading those minutes out are going to be good for us. Getting the idea of at some point one of those three men has to go to the left side is a long-term thought for us, that eventually Jacob Trouba, whoever is in that three-hole coming off the bench, isn't going to get the minutes that he needs to be as good as he can be. So one of those guys will have to come over to the left, but it doesn't necessarily even have to happen this year.
So sorry, just to make sure I understand, so right now it would be situational in your mind, but maybe down the road you'd look at a regular pairing with,
sure,
would have two right-handed.
Sure.
Okay.
We gotta, what we got to do is we got to make sure the guy going over the left is as good a player as he is on the right.